Welcome to another exciting episode of Talk to Us Nice. You're listening to your girls, Mika and Kelsey. And this week was actually, it was pretty all right.
Yeah, no complaints here.
No complaints. We've seen a lot of things floating around. Poor Ayesha Curry getting some heat again. People won't let this girl live. They won't let that woman live. I feel so bad for her. She can't do anything without people just clowning on her.
I know. I'm actually one of those people, but I do it like in the comfort of my own home.
Yeah, I'm very silent about it. Do I have some things about Ayesha Curry that kind of bother me? Yeah, but I'm not commenting on her picture or like just treating her like absolute crap. She looks good with that blonde hair. She has blonde hair now. It's a wig. She put up a picture and said something like little blonde ting or something like that.
People were pissed off, and I was just like, you know, it's a wig, right?
They're like, Harpo, who's this white woman? And it's just such a shame. I feel like she can't do anything without people kind of jumping down her throat.
I feel like the more kids she has, the more people can't stand her. Because I feel like when it was just Riley,
because people
were aboard that train, and then she started having those other two kids, and everyone lost interest.
No one was more exciting than Riley. I ride for her. She's on my celebrity kids list that I fucks with.
Yeah. No, I'm definitely a part of Riley Hive, but those other kids can just...
They all look so much alike. And once again, I know how jeans work, but I just feel like this is absurd. I don't know. And I don't like it because I also think Ayesha and Steph look alike. So it just creeps me out.
They really do. I think that's my problem with them.
Yeah. Like if you told me that they were cousins, I'd been like, yeah, of course. Duh. Have you seen them?
The same thing for me too with Chrissy Teigen and John Legend. Like I have a bit of an issue with them, and it's because they look alike.
They don't look alike to me.
To me, they look, I mean, it's probably just the cheekbones. We're all part of that high cheekbone family, but. Mm-hmm.
They do have high cheekbones, but I adore Luna. I'm Luna's number one fan, so.
Yeah, once again.
I feel like it's very strange that I say multiple times on this podcast how much I love the celebrity children.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I'm a good person. I don't know. I don't know how to save myself.
I mean, we don't actually like kids.
We like the idea of them.
Yeah.
That still sounds bad. Like,
They're just cool. They're just cool kids. It's like the type of kid I wish that I was.
Yeah. If like I did end up having a kid, I would want them to be like Luna, who just seems so polite.
Yeah.
And just helps Miles out whenever he needs help. She just seems like the cutest. She just wants to do nails. That's a free manicure. You know what I mean? Whatever. That's my issue. Also this week, it was my baby's birthday. Happy 33rd, Zach. Love you so much. Hope you had a great time. I'm sorry that you're not with me yet and you're with whoever that woman is. But I'm coming to you soon, baby.
She who shall not be named.
Because I don't even know her name. So I don't care. All I know is that she got my dream. He met her while she was working hospitality and scooped her out of that world. And I just feel like someone took my story and gave it to someone else. This is a cruel joke.
That is the literal dream, is to be, I mean, for us especially, we would be at work just like, please somebody save me from this nightmare.
I'm livid. And
to see that it's actually possible is crazy.
With the man that I love, messed up. This is actually very messed up.
And now you've lost him to Australia forever.
Did you also see that the Avengers cast did like a rally for Joe Biden? And one of the only main people to not show up was Chris Pratt.
Homeboy is a proud Republican.
A very proud Republican. I mean, but the thing is, like Arnold Schwarzenegger is a Republican. Yeah. And so is his family. But even Catherine, who is Chris's wife, she's like telling people to vote for Biden. So I'm just very curious how deep into the Republican hole Chris Pratt is.
I wonder if also too, because he's been filming Jurassic World, I wonder if maybe scheduling had something to do with it.
And I'm just like, I don't need him to be one of my Chris's then. Let's switch him out for Chris Cuomo.
Okay.
I love me some Chris Cuomo. I'm seeing your face and it seems like you don't agree and that makes you wrong. You're wrong.
Wait, is Chris the brother?
Yes.
Okay, I like him too.
Yes, Chris is a hot one. I'm not talking about Andrew. But yeah, I don't know. It just, I hope it was a scheduling thing. Because he doesn't like publicly talk about it. I don't feel like, right?
No, and that's what's kind of like weird.
And then you have Chris Evans, who's just, all he does is post about politics. Did you see that on Twitter? all of these fucking white males are defending Chris Pratt over a poll that happens every single month.
I could not believe it. I was so annoyed.
We talk about who's the best Chris and who's the worst Chris all the time. We've talked about it on a past episode that was like, what, 2 weeks ago? And now because he's in last place because he didn't go to the Biden fundraiser, they're up in arms defending him.
Yeah, I don't get it. Like, Chris Pratt has been on the bottom of the Chris list for a hot minute now.
When was he ever on the top?
When he was TV's Chris Pratt. For me, personally.
I know it all stemmed from his wife commenting under the E! News picture or whatever about, oh, who's the best Chris? But I didn't think anything of it when I saw it 2 days ago. I was just like, it's not that big of a deal. Why is Katherine Schwarzenegger writing under E! News saying, telling everybody to be kind because there's so many things going on in the world? There's always been a poll. It's happened for years. You literally have all the Chrises in superhero movies. Did you not think it was going to continue happening?
I know. They were like, for some reason, not in on the joke this time. And they took it very personally.
Because
and then all the stars were, yeah, and then all the stars are coming to his defense about how he's a good person. And it's like, it's not even that deep. It's really not.
It's not that deep. And now you're making it deep. And let me tell you something. He goes to a church that does conversion therapy. So we can really go there. Zoe Saldana piped in with a Tupac quote. Saying that they know his heart or whatever the hell she was saying. Excuse me, bootleg Nina Simone. You're also problematic, and I've still had your back because I love that she's literally made so much money being in all these big franchises. And as a person of color, that's such a big deal. So I've still tried to have her back, but now she can shut the hell up too.
I don't want to hear it from any of them.
Any of them.
Anymore.
No one defended Brie Larson. No one defended Zendaya when everyone's like, MJ's not supposed to be black, yada, yada, yada. Like, no one defended Anthony Mackie when he got so much racism and hate for now that he's going to be the next Captain America. But because Chris is the last in a poll of four, let's just stand guard and Avengers assemble. Give me a goddamn break.
So annoying. I didn't even give it any mind because I said, you guys are really trying to make this into a thing, and we can make it into a thing. Like you said, like, if we really want to pull out the receipts and rank the Chrises, then Chris Pratt, yes, you are dead last for an array of things.
But he has to know that. Like, you're not going over Chris Hemsworth. You're not going over Chris Evans. And I'm sorry. I know what you said about Chris Pine, but Chris Pine's my baby. Also, I saw a picture denouncing everything you said about Chris Pine.
Yeah, I don't know if I believe it, though.
I do. I saw it this morning. That was all the MySpace 2008 evidence I needed. And that's what I choose to believe.
Guess we'll just agree to disagree. I'm going to choose to believe he can't throw it down.
But you know what we can agree on? That Chris Pratt is fucking last. Anyway, we have a good episode coming to you guys right now. Please stay tuned and let's get started. This past week, the Tony nominations were announced, and the big news of the nominations was that Slave Play got 12 nominations, which is the most ever for a play. It was written by Jeremy O'Harris, who was dubbed in Vogue as one of the most promising playwrights of his generation. And it caused a huge stir when it came out. So right now, the play that held the highest nominations before this was Angels in America, which I've had to do in almost every single acting class I've ever been a part of. I feel like I know that play inside and out now. It's kind of exhausting.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Very good. It's amazing, but I'm tired. And if Harris wins, he will become the first Black playwright since August Wilson won for Fences in 1987. I do understand that most of the world is very white dominated, but it's just 1987.
And you also know that there's been people trying to get shows produced since then. And it's crazy that it took like 2020 for it to finally.
I mean, that was it for everything though. Remember, I was like, I hope it's not a flash in the pan. So we'll see after this year what goes down. Because they're like, oh, let's pull out all this Black Lives Matter stuff now. And I'm just like, okay, let's see what happens in about, you know, a year, maybe two, if we're lucky. We'll see if this keeps up. But yeah. And also for Best Actor, the only person nominated is Aaron from Moulin Rouge, which is just so crazy. Like, it doesn't even mean that he automatically wins.
I know. I would be like really salty. They're like, we actually don't think you did that well.
I'd stop working. And I love him. There's some things I feel like he looks a bit dead in the eyes. That's what me and my mom always say. But you know, he's a phenomenal actor in everything he does. So
yeah.
Like whether it's like TV, film, or you know, on stage, I'm always rooting for him. It's just that look that he gets sometimes.
He was not my favorite in Grease Live. He was not.
I like Julianne Hough. I know some people don't really care for her. I actually did like her as Sandy.
Yeah.
My baby boy Jordan Fisher killed it.
Kiki Palmer.
Kiki Palmer, French kiss. All I do is sing Freddie My Love in my house now because of Kiki Palmer.
That is a bop.
I love it so much. But yeah, actually, is it one of the times I was actually pretty shocked that he wasn't the one that made me want to keep going on with watching it. Another thing that happened on Saturday, we had Issa on SNL.
Yeah, we did. I'm so proud of her.
She's everything. I just feel like every time I see Issa, I just think she is the moment. I love her. I love her freaking skin. I know that might sound weird, but she just illuminates from within and her skin just glows. It just looks so soft.
Oh my God. No, she looked like a literal beautiful angel baby goddess mm-hmm. in that baby blue dress. And yeah, I need to know Mama's secrets.
Oh, there's an article. They have like the makeup. Yeah, they never do that. They actually put up all the makeup that she wore for the SNL skits. Oh, I'll send it to you.
Please.
I mean, it costs a lot of money. But like, I think you put like a couple of things in the cart and you're already at like $400.
Oh.
Some of it was like, a lot of it was like from Sephora, which was like $26 for concealer.
My second home.
Yeah. So some of them were reasonably priced. How'd you feel about the skits?
I felt like it started off pretty strong in the sense of I felt like Issa, the second half of SNL just wasn't in the skits. But I thought it started off fun. I was really laughing at the Bonjour High just because I love a silly accent.
And oh, I actually did like Bonjour. I loved that one, the Canadian news show, yes.
Yeah.
That was probably the only one I like really liked.
And I love Bowen Yang. I think I can't wait until he's a full cast member because he's so funny in every skit that he does. But I feel like they really haven't found like their footing yet. I feel like everything is kind of just slightly askew with this season because mm-hmm. I'm a pretty big SNL fan. I've mm-hmm. always watched. It was like a big part of my growing up. Saturday nights, catch me with my fam watching that. But yeah, I just feel like they haven't really gotten super funny yet. But I do like seeing that like Pete's been in more sketches.
That Karate Man thing. That skit was weird too. I don't know. But see, the thing is like you watched it every week. I would like some of the clips, but I feel like I never really got into it fully. Back in the day, if you showed me all the old clips with like Will Ferrell and all of them, I'm cracking up.
Yeah.
But I don't know, in like recent years, I've just kind of fell off of SNL personally.
Yeah. But like titty meat is my new favorite thing. I don't know why I've never thought to refer to my boobs.
I hang out with too many dudes.
No, I'm not.
Plenty of time. I had titty meat all out, like all the time.
I was into it. Also, that Justin Bieber was the performer because I am a believer on the Lolo. He was like in a manger, singing his little heart out, singing his little sad heart out. I really liked it.
He was moved by his own performance.
Truly.
I do like the Biebs though. I'm always rooting for him. So the reason why we even bring this up, one, because Issa Rae is amazing. We will follow her wherever she goes. But also in one of the skits, she mentions Kanye in the Your Voice skit. And, you know, in the skit, she's like, just trying to rep for Black people, trying to find ways and reasons as to why we should vote for them. Because as we know, Issa's big line, I'm voting for everybody black, has been everywhere. And so that's what the skit was based off of. But then in the last moments of the skit, they mention Kanye and she says, F Kanye. And Kanye tweets about it, takes to Twitter to denounce the sketch. And it's like, I've always said that SNL uses black people to hold other black people back. My heart goes out to Issa Rae. I'm praying for her and her family. I know that the 20 years of service I've paid in the entertainment field has furthered our ability to be more successful. Mind you, this loser has been a 6-time musical guest on SNL. So it's like, who are you to talk?
I don't want to hear it at all. He's so frustrating. And I really hope she doesn't respond, because that doesn't warrant a response. But I hope that she prints that out and like frames it in her house.
Yeah. I don't want her to respond. I really do hope that she does frame it in her house. I'll pay for the frame, even though I know she's got the money. But once again, I always got my girls back. I just think it's so crazy. How dare he? I don't know. Because I used to like roll hard for Kanye.
Oh, yeah.
I loved his music. We knew he was cocky. We knew he was like a little out there. Just the fact that he said George Bush does not care for black people on live TV. You can't not respect that. But then I just feel like he flipped his own switch. And it's just like a pod person version of himself. And we know mental illness is real. But a lot of it still doesn't excuse some of the stuff that he does and says. I'm sorry. That's my opinion.
No, completely. Completely. I just don't understand how they're going to let him just keep doing what he's doing. Like, Kimberly, get your man.
I don't think she can. I feel like the Kardashians are very much like, they're the type of people. People can say as much crap as they want about them. If they're married to them or anything like that, like, they are very loyal. And also, they don't want multiple baby daddies. Like, how long did Courtney play that game with Scott? Courtney is hot shit. I'm sorry. I love Courtney. I think she looks great. Do I think her kids beat her up? Yes.
Oh. She did
not discipline them at all. But they all have the same father, years and years apart, even when they broke up, got back together. Like, them babies are all his. We all know Khloe's back with Tristan's ass.
She's allegedly pregnant.
Won't be surprised. But we've seen Khloe with Lamar. She's always been a loyal person.
Yeah.
So that doesn't surprise me at all. I don't know what Kylie and Travis Scott have been doing. They're taking their pictures together for Givenchy. And I'm just like, okay. She wants another baby with you too. And then she's going to be done. She's not going to have any more kids. I just feel like that's how they're kind of rolling. They don't want to have multiple baby fathers.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm just picturing Mason looking at Courtney, calling her a stupid bitch.
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah, Penelope biting people. I don't know.
Do you remember when Courtney opened up the door and she smacked Penelope in the face?
Yes, she probably did it on purpose.
It was like the anniversary of that last month.
Really?
From like 4 years ago, yeah.
She looks like she burned stuff in the house on purpose.
But Courtney loves her the most out of all the kids.
To continue on with the fuckery, Kanye West at the BBMAs, which honestly, it was real quiet on the Billboard Music Awards. Like, I did not know it happened.
I had no idea it was even going on.
Twitter was real silent. Like, I had no idea that it was happening until after the fact. But Kanye won multiple Billboard Music Awards, all in the gospel category. They said, forget Kirk Franklin. Kanye is our man. Kanye won top gospel artist, top Christian album, top gospel album. And I feel like he won like one more, whatever. It's not even important. But they really said, yeah, F y'all. F the rest of the gospel people that have been here forever.
Post Malone, almost every rap category. And I mean, not going to lie, I did like his performance. I thought it was really original.
But yeah, he won 9. I don't.
And what is a rap tour? Like, we're really rating tours now?
I don't know. I don't know what's happening. Because I'm just like, is this all for Circles? Because Circles was on when I was still going to the gym. So that was like pre-COVID. So that just feels so long ago to me, and I was just like, wait, what? That's still qualified? I was very confused.
Yeah, it was really confusing.
But John Legend, he performed Never Break and Dedicated to Chrissy, which, you know, as we all know, they lost their baby boy Jack, and it was very touching. His voice has always been soothing and calming. Some would say boring, but we love John Legend here, so we use different adjectives. But the one thing that I will say about Doja Cat is that this bitch...
You're going to perform the same three songs.
She's going to perform the same three songs, but she's going to look amazing doing it.
Yeah.
She looked gorgeous. But yes, it's the same three songs. I don't know.
I think if she just spent more time in the studio than in those chat rooms, she'd probably have some more hits. But that's just my opinion. I don't know.
She did look good, though. I really liked that wig and that sparkly dress.
Yeah.
I was like, yes, shake, shake, shake. And you know, I found her very problematic. But I will say, the girl can perform. Demi Lovato performed Commander in Chief, which I love that song. I love it because it reminds me of one of my favorite Pink songs, Dear Mr. President, that she wrote. It's one of the only songs that the Billboard music people did not put up on YouTube, though. I think that was the only performance that they didn't put up, which is telling. But yeah, it's very reminiscent of Dear Mr. President. I used to sing that song for every talent show. Not to toot my own horn or anything.
Oh my God, you had talent shows?
Yeah, me did. One time my voice blew out the speaker.
Yes, girl.
Alicia Keys sang as well. Her wig was giving me very shake and go.
Shake and go energy?
Shake and go, $15 at my beauty supply store type wig. And she makes too much money for that.
She don't want to be there. That's why.
Who put her in that wig? They're fired. I couldn't take it. I was literally just like, I could go get that right now for $15.99 up the block.
And you wouldn't be wrong. You would find it.
Lil Nas is still winning awards. Old Town Road. And this is the longest year ever.
Old Town Road was last year too.
But when did it come out last year? Because then if it's still qualifying for this year's music, it must have been towards the end.
I mean, I know for Pride last year, because I went as me and my friends did like a cowgirl look for Pride. Mm-hmm. And Old Town Road was like the inspiration behind the outfits.
Oh, that's so in June.
That was in June of last year.
Yeah, girl. I don't know. He's still winning stuff. He had a toupee on his head. He was trolling himself on Twitter.
Which I mean, like, go off. Like, I love that song. And I love that he just keeps winning awards for it. They said, let's just keep giving this kid his flowers.
I hope he has more music coming out soon.
Yeah.
Because we need another banger. That's all I have to say about the Billboard Music Awards, honestly.
Well, did you see En Vogue?
I did see En Vogue. I knew I forgot to write something down. They were great. They were probably the highlight. They were probably the best performance I saw.
Yeah.
Visually, Doja Cat. But the performance I was most excited about was En Vogue.
I wonder...
I can't believe how much I'm praising Doja Cat.
I know. Stop. Yeah. I wonder if she gives that girl who created the dance for her song still gets royalties on...
Doubt it. I don't think they get paid. Because, what was that guy who did that dance for Drake? Like, I think he had to say, pay me. You know what I mean? Like, they get recognition, but no money. They created this dance on their own. It's not like the celebrities are doing the dance on national television. They might be doing it on their TikTok. Doesn't mean that person needs to get paid.
Well, no, because Doja does the dance on national television.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, she did the dance.
Oh, so maybe that girl should get money.
Hey, girl, if you're listening to the podcast, can you just let us know if you're getting paid? Thank you so much.
Our system will get in touch with yours.
Kelsey will get in touch with you. Jesse Williams is finally divorced.
It's been a long and messy 3 years.
I know. I'm like, were you guys even married this long? But they were actually married for a really long time.
They were married for 5, but they were together for 13. Like, I remember when I first saw her, I'm not even gonna lie, I was a little twerp. I was just like, really? And then I actually really liked that because, you know, she looks like one of us. So yeah. I'm like, there's a chance. But yeah, a lot of people dogged her out and were really cruel. When he finally like made a name for himself and they saw that she was his wife. The internet is just evil.
Yeah.
Even if you feel a certain way, just lock it up.
I know. I was probably one of those people as well because, yeah, Jesse Williams for me came on the market when he was in Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants 2. And I said,
that nude model.
I said, who is this sexy man? Mm-hmm. And then I found out he was married and I said, all right, well, I guess, you know. Mm-hmm. And then I saw his wife. I said, okay. Like, not to be mean, but yeah, you know, we're all assholes. So, but then you think about it and you go, okay, well, there's a chance for all of us then.
I just think he was just a very, like, disarmingly beautiful man. Like, you see his blue eyes and you kind of just melt. And so you just assume that he's with a 5'9 model. So I think that's what it was. Everyone assumed what type of woman he would be, like, into and who he would be with. Yeah. And then they saw his wife and they just kind of...
They couldn't handle
that. Instead of being like, oh, that's great. Everyone's initial thing was, what the hell? Kind of thing. But, you know, him and his wife, well, ex-wife now, Aaron Drake Lee, will share joint legal and physical custody of their two children. And Aaron gets three homes. Three.
Three.
She gets the LA home, the Brooklyn home, the Oakland home. She gets two Audis. And what else is it that she gets? It's because the kids, they get child support.
This is the craziest amount of money I have read.
The good news for him is that he gets to keep the profits he made from Grey's Anatomy since their separation in 2017. But he owes $50,629 per month for the two kids up until October 2019, and then $40,000 a month after that. And then he also has to fork over two more spousal support payments of $50,695 for August of 2019 and September to 2019. And then he gets to like stop those.
I can't even fathom having that amount of money.
Like at first I was like, really? Like, is that where we're going? I mean, I've never been married. I've never had a divorce. I don't know how much, you know, support and like just like emotional and all as well. The person who started out with you had to give you the stuff they had to sacrifice and stuff like that, had to give you until you made it big and all of a sudden like everything goes sour, yada, yada, yada. She probably helped out in so many ways that like, we don't know.
Yeah, I was reading an article where she actually gave like a little interview and she basically, she put her whole life on hold to launch his career. And she left her career back in New York. She said, okay, I'm with you on this journey. So yeah, I mean, who even knows how much she's had to sacrifice for him to get his dream. And yeah, I'd be pissed off too. Yeah. Like, you give me that money too.
How much is he making on Grey's?
Well, it was $1 million.
Yeah, but from 2017.
From 2017, which is an insane amount to think about.
Like, is it only from 2017 or an accumulation from the 3 years?
Because
that's still $80,000 a month he's forking over.
I think. I mean, who knows? Because what's that stupid show that everybody loves? The Big Bang Theory. How, like, Kaley Cuoco is making $1 million an episode.
Some
crazy amount like that. And
All are. It's super nuts. Right? But yeah, it's kind of devastating when divorces get this messy when you've been with that person for so long. It gets so bitter to the point where you don't even remember how you guys felt about each other when it first started. Now you're just like, give me my due. I don't care how long we're in court. I'm going to get what I want. And like, also good on her, especially if she had to give up her whole entire life, get those three homes and those two Audis. Damn. But also, how's she going to keep up the pay? Well, with the $80,000.
Oh, I mean, she's getting a payday. So
like, how's she going to keep up the payments on the house? Oh yeah, the extra $80,000 a month.
And I wonder, so is it $50,000 for both kids?
I think it's for the two kids.
Okay.
Yeah, so all together, 50, 51 if we're rounding up. And then it's $40,000 a month after that. I don't know how old the kids are.
They're like 5 and 6.
Okay, so yeah, she has a good like 13 years before those payments stop. She'll figure it out.
Some kids get all the luck. My dad just fled the country.
Oh, but he wanted them. They were in battles for a really long time about who was going to get the kids. So it just ended up being joint. But for a while, like, that was the reason why it did get kind of messy.
Well, at least that's good. You know, that he wants to be in their lives.
Yeah. And other relationship news. Unfortunately, we got Cardi B and Offset again. I don't really know what to say about this anymore. I just feel like, listen, she was going to do what she wanted anyway. Because the thing about Cardi B, I said this in the past episodes too. I just feel like she loves who she loves and she's not one to hoe around as much as, you know, people assume or like want her to. And she's breaking up with Offset because, you know, he's a garbage man, but that doesn't negate any of her feelings for him. It's just, he doesn't treat her well. And yes, we know if someone isn't treating you well, have respect for yourself, yada, yada, yada. Like, we all get it, but her life is public and we know half of y'all, more than half of y'all, have gone back when y'all shouldn't have gone back. Hers is just in plain sight.
Truly. And she even said, she was like, my marriage to Offset is the least of my worries. Like, I have so much on my plate right now. And yeah, I mean, you saw them at her birthday party. You got her that car. And when she went on live, when she was reading all of her fans to filth, she was just saying like, okay, you want me to leave him and go with another guy? Well, all my news is out there all the time. She's like, I don't have a private life. I can't do those things that mm-hmm. you could do because yeah. I'm a celebrity. My life is in the spotlight. And I mean, she was right.
Yeah. She was like, listen, I want a dick. So I got the dick that everybody knows I've been getting. Basically, is what she did.
Did you see her retweet that Rico Nasty video?
Yes. So let me be stupid. And I was like, yes, you are. But she said, I said what she said. Mm-hmm. She knows, she's not blind to it. And people are trying to like write her family and saying like she might not be like mentally healthy. And I'm just like, that's going way too far.
Yeah. Just let her, just because it doesn't agree and line up with your values doesn't mean that she has to do that.
But the thing is, it does line up with more than half of their values. Their business is just not aired out. And she said it, she was like, my fans are toxic and they think they could treat me like some of these Disney stars. She mentioned Ariana Grande and I was like, damn, Cardi.
I know. And I'm like, Cardi, you're only, I think you guys are the same age.
Yeah.
So
Pretty sure.
Yeah. Ariana just turned like 28 back over the summer. Yeah. So.
Yeah. I don't know. But c'est la vie. I just wish her like strength and happiness. That's all you can do from a distance at this point.
Yeah,
because
it's probably a good thing that she deactivated her Twitter after that mess.
Yeah, honestly, she's right. There is no low-key life for her. She got successful very fast. Like, it was a very swift upturn. Like, she was on Love and Hip Hop, but like once her music came out, which a lot of them try to do and they don't go anywhere, I'm sorry, they don't, but once her music came out, she just kind of skyrocketed. And so she doesn't have that private life. It's like how Taylor Swift was dating and everyone just turned around and called her like this huge slut. She's like, no one calls Ed Sheeran or all these other guys any names or anything like that when they write about it in their music, but there's a problem for me. And so that's why her new guy, we barely know anything about them. She's kept it under wraps. But Cardi cares way too much about what everybody else.
Yeah.
And so she will be in the comments. She will read stuff. She's not, I don't think she's the type to completely cut herself off of social media. She can cut off one line of social media, which she did now with Twitter, but she won't be able to cut off everything to a point like she could just date somebody, try to keep it quiet, not really be seen sort of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And when she was saying, I got my daughter asking where her father is all the time. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? Might as well just keep the family together. You have to do, and that's the thing, you have to make these choices for whatever is working best for you. So if having Offset back in her house is what's best for her, then go off.
Well, I hope she's not doing it solely because she wants to keep her family together. Because that's not healthy either. That's not a healthy way to look at it.
No, yeah.
Like, he could still have rights to see culture, but nah. In my opinion, I hope that that's not the only reason why she is staying. I hope it's like for her, because he's obviously good with his kids. We've seen that. But for it to like, oh, it's because I need to keep my family together. We've seen too many examples of that not being a great reason to keep anything.
Yeah. Together. I just meant of having, they might not necessarily be back together, but like if she wants to have him in the house in, you know, a separate room, just so.
She's going to get horny. It's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
But we wish her nothing but the best. Stay mentally healthy, Cardi. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to podcast. Let me tell you why. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or from your computer. Anchor also distributes your podcast for you, so you can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and anywhere that you listen to your podcast.
And guys, do you love money? Because you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So go right ahead and download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Dev Patel is going to be in the new Chippendales biopic, which at first I was reading it and I said, okay, I want to see Dev Patel with his shirt off, gyrating in my face. I'm into that. And then I found out it was going to be a Chippendales biopic and he's going to be the founder. He's going to play the founder, which I thought was really cool. And then I didn't even know that this is like a true crime story. So I'm very into it.
Yeah, I'm excited. One, I love Dev Patel. I've loved him since Skins. I think that he's an amazing actor. I first heard it and I was like, Dev Patel, strip club, and got so excited.
Yeah.
Did you? But then, you know, we find out what makes a lot more sense. And he will not be wearing a jock strap. But Chippendales follows the true story of Steve Banerjee, who's going to be played by Patel, an Indian immigrant who acquires a struggling LA club, Destiny 2, and transforms it into a hotspot. I went to Chippendales when I was in Vegas, and I couldn't keep a straight face. I find women's strip clubs way more sexy. They turn me on more than these men do. I feel so bad for saying it, but like, I just think it's a joke to me. Like, I can't help but laugh. They try to be sexy and I just start cackling.
Yeah, I just feel like secondhand embarrassment from what is happening in front of me and that I can't control myself. And then I'm just can't stop laughing.
Yeah.
Not to knock a job, because a job is a job and I'm sure the guys who do it love it.
It just cracks me up. I mean, when I went, there are all these like older women in the front screaming their heads off. That definitely added to the fact that I was just crying with laughter. Because if any of them passed them, they grabbed them right away. They were like slapping them with the money. So that's what cracked me up the most, to be quite honest. There was one dance that I was like, okay, I get it. I think it was Lay With Me by Sam Smith that was playing. And he took a girl from the audience and had her tied and strapped to the bed. And that was probably the one dance that I was like, if all of them were like this, I would repeatedly come, figuratively and literally. But they aren't. A lot of them are just comical.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever been to a strip club, male or female, but I have gone to a live sex show. In Berlin.
Oh, nice.
World
culture, travels. Taste. Yeah, I don't know what it is, but I feel like it's also, they do it for a reason, because it's never like that in female strip clubs. Like, you never have them in cheesy costumes and like all that stuff. It's specifically for them.
I've seen P-Valley.
I think they do it for a reason. It's comical, whatever. Women get a kick out of it.
I'm excited for this movie because it's the same director who did I, Tonya, which I also really enjoyed. And like I said, it has a true crime murder element and I'm a sick individual, so I'm ready to watch.
And now for this week's recap of The Bachelorette. So now we finally got group dates going. And running around La Quinta like it's a small town. And they're not in 3x3 block radius from wherever they're going.
It was confusing for sure.
I did love this week's date. We love languages.
We do love languages. And I was cracking up that now all of these dates that they're going on with Claire are going to be in like the mess hall of this resort in the auditorium.
Yes. You saw how they taped a mat to the ground because that's not a gym. Just need to make sure for liability reasons that no one gets injured.
They really did. And yeah, the love languages was cracking me up to see them. What did it start with again? The
words of affirmation.
Words of affirmation. Which was giving me Shrek vibes, like her in that little tower. I was going to
say Romeo and Juliet, but that does make more sense. Okay, I get it. It's all coming together. I feel like everybody said pretty good things, and Dale stutters throughout his whole front speech, and she still just creamed.
What?
She could not get enough. I feel like the producers just, they know that we know she leaves with Dale, so they just don't even bother editing the obsession and the thirst.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They're not even telling her, hey, Claire, you're a little too heavy on the Dale action. We're going to need you to scale it back just a little bit. Mm-hmm. No, we're going to show it all because you fucked the season for us. So
everything, like every single thing, you just see saliva coming out of Claire's mouth anytime that he's there.
And then when they were touching and smelling each other,
I was so uncomfortable.
I was really uncomfortable. I did not like it.
That was so wild. Like, you saw all the men's faces. They were so angry. So angry. And then when they did the gift giving, where the hell did Dale get perfume for her dogs? Where did that come from? Did he just have that in his room? And you're supposed to expect me to believe that they didn't talk before the show? And he specifically bought perfume for her dogs?
Something ain't right.
Something is not right in the water.
And Claire's face, once she realized some of these gifts were very, like, personal and sentimental, she was like, oh, okay, oh, this means a lot to you, huh? It was like, you can hear the regret in her voice.
So wild. When she was doing the physical touch, and she said that she could smell everybody already, like, tell who they are by their smells. I really wanted her to say their names out loud so she could be wrong.
Me too. I said, okay. So bad. Let's play then.
Like, I'm pretty pissed at Chris for not saying, so who is it? And just her getting all of them wrong, except for Dale, because our pheromones are already locked in.
Especially because, Claire, no, you can't know all their smells because you barely spent any time with them. Sure, Dale's, you've spent the most time with him. Mm-hmm. You could pick him out.
Yeah.
But
I've never seen her more tight when no one asked her to take her away.
That was so cringe.
She was so livid. That was the cringiest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
She was ready to break some necks.
I couldn't believe it. And poor Bennett, he was still there 24 hours later.
You mean Beignet?
Yes, Beignet. She flipped. The awkward silence was enough for them to feel stupid, but she literally came back and said, do you guys want to hang out with each other?
As soon as she heard Bennett say that they were having like a really nice day together, like a bro day, she said, absolutely not.
But also, Bennett, read the room. Why did you say that? Read the room.
You got this personal time with her that you didn't get the previous rose ceremony because of that stupid drama that went on. Mm-hmm. And now you have this time with her. And the first thing you're going to do is tattle. And then when she's talking to the guys, Dale goes, all right, let me just grab you. Can I just grab you for a sec?
But also, I can't even remember his name. I'm still at the stage where I don't care for their names unless I think they're important. But one of the guys said, okay, I'm so sorry. Like, let me grab you. And she completely ignores him. And then Dale says it and she goes with Dale. I mentioned that because later on, after the second group date, that same guy.
Oh my God. Was it the same guy both times?
Same guy both times. And she ignored him again and said, no, actually, I'm going to go talk to this person. I would have said, just send me home. Why am I here?
Truly.
So as we go further into the day, we have a one-on-one date with Jason, which I was excited about because he's the one who came in with the pregnant belly, just like Claire came in with her pregnant belly in her season. But I was so bored.
That was a dark date. That was way too deep.
I tuned out. That was my time to look on Twitter to see what everybody was saying. I was so bored.
He kept saying
how deep and vulnerable he is and how people leave him. And I just kept feeling like he was going to start talking about a kink. I don't know.
Same. He was giving me like masochist vibes.
It was very strange. He's about to tell her that he's a sub. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, which is completely fine. Chill, but just he was getting so intense that I was getting nervous for her. I said, what is he about to tell her?
Like the tension was just building up. And I'm like, if he just says that he's a submissive, this is going to be wild. And there didn't need to be tension built up behind it. Like, just say it, dude.
Just say it. It's okay.
She seems like a dominant personality anyway.
Yeah. And they're writing all those words that they have been told in the past on those, I don't know, what were they, like bricks? And it got dark again. He's like, manipulation.
In that voice.
I'm like, hard to love. Oh my God, what else?
Like, I didn't know that Claire was in an abusive relationship. And that's why she started her bachelor journey.
Yeah, she mentioned it on the first episode.
I didn't know that.
And yeah, and that's why when at the end, when she finally just like, gives it to Juan Pablo. You're mm-hmm. like, oh, you go, girl. Like, yeah, yeah. You stand your ground. Find your voice.
Yeah, I need to I wonder if she said it. Does she say it in her first season? So I'm like, maybe I should have rewatched that before, you know.
Oh, no. No, she just said it in the first episode.
Oh, got you. Yeah, that's why she is the way she is. And she's like, I'm not taking any crap from anybody. Yeah. Which, you know, big ups to her.
Good. And then I was also laughing when Jason just started airing out his family's, like, dirty laundry to her.
I was like, are his parents still married and watching this?
Watching this right now.
Wild.
He's like, yeah, you know, growing up. Yeah, my family's been together. My mom and my dad have been married for years. But, you know, they shouldn't be. They shouldn't. They're not good for each other.
I can't. My African parents would have beat the hell out of me if I aired their business on national television.
Hell yeah. Keep that for the home dates, which you're never going to get. But you don't know that yet.
That's another reason why I'm just like, how many episodes of Claire are we getting? We know her end game. So I kind of want Tayshia to come in so I can feel like I don't know anything again.
Yeah.
Every time they mention Dale, her eyes glisten. So I just feel like this whole beginning part is just like all for naught.
And also watching her on these dates, because I felt the same way. Who's the other guy that she asked on a date?
I thought it was just a group date after that, another group date.
Okay, maybe I'm confusing it with something else, but I feel like every time when she gets this personal time with these guys, you can see like the gears in her brain working of her just trying to pretend like she's really into everything that's going on. And
she... Are you talking about Riley?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I felt that too. When he did like the prom asking to dance kind of thing and they're like making out and stuff, I'm just like, she's picturing Dale when she's kissing.
Yeah. She's like, what are we dancing to? And he goes, Boys to Men. And she was like, oh.
She expected him to say like Rascal Flatts. You dropped the ball, right?
I swear, none of these guys did their research. And it showed after the dodgeball date, which Twitter was really divided about that strip dodgeball game.
Yes.
How did you feel?
Honestly, so the thing is, right, I feel like they made it seem like it was all Claire's idea, and I really don't even think it was. I feel like the producers made her say, oh, these are my rules that I'm adding to it. I don't think that was the case. Either way, I thought it was a bit wild. I feel like I've never seen it go that far. And if it was strip dodgeball for women, everybody would have been up in arms.
Well, somebody did bring up that there was a season where there was a lingerie pillow fight, which
I feel like that doesn't equate to just being in jock straps, your ass is all out. You know what I mean? Like, what was the lingerie? I don't remember that episode, but is it a silky cami and shorts? Because that's nothing wild. Like,
calm down.
You know what I mean? Like, did they have to put boxes on, like, their breast and ass? Because if not, then yeah, this went a little far.
Tell you what, though, those boxes were pissing me off. I wanted to see a little something, a little.
And then booty. She hugged them naked. I was just like, mm-mm.
That's where it got a little. I mean, it was already weird, but when she pulled the "Where's my hug" card,
which I hate that sentence. I
believe that she really played that card, and that's when it got weird. I was like, "Girl, come on, don't do this."
I was like, "You were in a desert, and La Quinta is your oasis, and you're taking full advantage of it."
And then, yeah, the guys on their walk of shame home were so sad, but I'm also was thinking, but you guys put those jock straps on. So what did you think was going to happen?
But the thing was, is that I don't even think they were pissed about, I think they were just pissed that they lost. I've never seen anybody so angry throughout an entire episode more than Blake. Blake was pissed he wasn't on the first date. Blake was pissed he didn't get the one-on-one. Blake was pissed he lost the game. And then Blake crashes the winner's circle after his blue team loses terribly, by the way.
Terribly. My God, it was so bad. I was watching this dodgeball game and I was thinking to myself, okay, the red team is giving me purple cobra vibes from dodgeball. They've been training at Globo Gym.
What a fantastic movie.
Fantastic.
But yeah, they like go home sulking and then here comes Yusuf with his, that's just classless. Never in a million years would I do it. And I'm not going to say that, you know, it was the greatest challenge the Bachelorette has ever done, but I don't need a liar standing there all self-righteous as if he wasn't, if he was on that group date, he wouldn't have stripped. You're a liar.
I don't want to hear it from Yusuf.
You're a liar. And now we know who yelled, oh, and you're the oldest bachelorette, because I was wondering, and now we know.
Yeah, which I could have figured from the first episode, because he was giving me crazy eye vibes.
Yeah. I have no doubt in my mind that Tyler C is sitting on his couch cackling. Cackling.
With the girls that Yusuf was messaging on Instagram.
Inviting them over for drinks so they can all watch the embarrassment that Claire's going to go through for sending him home and keeping Yusuf. She should have just sent both of them home, to be quite honest.
Completely. But I loved that awkward moment with Brandon, the Italian stallion, where she pulls him for a date.
Don't call him that. That name is stripped from him and they need to take it off of his bio. I said I was very underwhelmed when he stepped out of the limo.
Mm-hmm.
Do not give yourself that name if you cannot live up to it. That he is the least smooth person I've ever seen on this franchise. And he completely fumbled the goddamn bag.
Dude, all you had to do was a little research. That is the number one rule of anything you're going into. Just do a little background check. What should I know about this? You go to a job interview, what do you know about this job? If you say nothing, they're going to say, well, why do you want to be here? So for him to even continuously say, I don't know why I'm here. I said, dude, just say anything. Think about it. What does she have? What do you know? She has two dogs. Just say you look really nice with dogs. I like the way you treat your animals. You seem like you have a kind heart. Boom, you're in.
In. Simple. The thing is, he's the one who brought it up. That he came for her. How do you say an answer and not have any information to back it up? No evidence at all that you watched any of the, 6 years that she's been part of the frickin' franchise? 6 years, dude. Oh, I love your drive. Literally, it didn't even have to be anything concrete. It didn't have to be tangible. Just say something other than the fact that she is gorgeous.
Yeah, it was insane to me because I pretty much knowing nothing about, I mean, I do know a little bit about, you know, the bachelor world, the bachelorette world. I would have figured something to say to her. I did, the dog thing, I literally just pulled that out of my ass.
Yes.
Hello. She would have said, oh my God, yes, I do have a kind heart.
You know why people love their dogs. Like, she would have took that and ran.
And nope, she took that and she said, the car is outside.
I'm happy that she did that because that was the stupidest game plan to ever have. You're literally the one who got to choose the topic. You brought it up and you had nothing to give.
And he went to seek her out because this was right after the whole drama with Mr. Blake.
So stupid.
Refusing to accept defeat, said, I'm getting my alone time with Claire.
It gave me real Luke P vibes, and that made me nervous.
I don't know. It wasn't cool. Like, you lost, dude. It's okay.
And she gave him another biscuit for doing it. Like, gives him a rose separately from everybody. I feel like the Bachelor and Bachelorette don't realize when they do stuff like that, they're putting a bigger target on that person's back. Because that happened last season too with Peter. He gave Kelsey a rose after she like snuck over to his house without telling anybody. Like she snuck over to where he was staying and like had a little cuddle session, made out with him, yada, yada, yada. And he gave her a flower. This makes everybody hate that person. Like if you wanted to give them a rose, just wait. Let them be the first person you give a rose to when it's time for the rose ceremony.
Yeah, because then when Blake comes back into the room and all the guys go, what the fuck is that on your shirt?
Easy was about to punch a hole in the wall. Because they were so confident. They're like, Brandon had his little time and he got sent home. So
so anything look, could happen.
Exactly.
You're right. Anything can happen.
And he came back with that rose, bro. And then after the dodgeball date, Chasen, AKA Gumby, gets the group date rose. I couldn't even take it when she was making out with him. I'm just like, is his face gonna melt into hers? I don't know.
Yes, I swear it was. And when he was like, yeah, when I was a kid, I used to get bullied a lot because I was short.
Then they added more clay to his legs and then he got taller.
I could not deal with these men.
I know.
You know what? You just know that she doesn't actually give a fuck about any of them.
Yeah, that's what's just kind of just lagging for me this season. Like, I think it's funny. I think all the dates, like, crack me up. Of course, I'm going to, like, watch to see what happens. But, like, we know what happens. So I really just want the Tayshia mess to come in so I can see what guys are like, no, I want to go home. No, I'd love this. Oh, I feel a better connection with you than I ever felt with Claire. Like, I can't wait for that line to come in because you know it will. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I also cannot wait for that to happen.
And then she has another alone time moment with Dale. And I was like listening to Dale speak. And I was like, I think that's my one thing about him. I wish his voice was just like a bit deeper. Just a little bit.
I just feel like every time they talk, I can't see what he's giving her that she is so sure and she's so set on him. Because I feel like he's not really saying anything too crazy.
He's beautiful. That's all I need. He's gorgeous. He keeps picking her up and I'm just like,
that's it for me. Yeah.
Right. I'm like skinning off of her face and putting my face on her face so I can pretend like it's me. I want him to pick me up as well. Did you see that extra clip at the end when Damar goes into Benet's room and he has like a fireplace and all this extra?
He threw down money for a better room.
Right. I just feel like it's like, you know, when you go to your white friend's house for the first time, you're just like, oh, I don't have that. Oh, I don't have that either. This is just a completely different experience you have here, huh?
What are these trinkets and tchotchkes here?
Reading Nook? What?
I've never heard of that.
That's what it felt like. That was the vibes it was giving me. I really actually do hope that's his room, because I think that's hilarious. He's like, I'm going to put this extra Harvard money down. That was my Rolls Royce that I drove in on. And you guys are going to really get that I'm rich and I am a finance bro.
Yeah, he definitely is in the ears of production, just saying, you know what? Just money is not an option here for me. So
if you're going to make me be here, I want comfort.
Which I actually can't wait for all these guys to actually lose their mind, because the entire time Claire is reassuring them that they can open up to her and that she accepts all of this and she wants the openness because it's going to make them all closer. And then Jason on his date just goes, I can't wait till she lets her guard down. Yeah, you're going to keep waiting.
Seriously. And they suspected, they said in the preview, like they suspected they were talking on social media. I'm like, thank you for putting the clues together, because this shit's about to get crazy for y'all.
Yeah, I wonder if next week, it feels like next week is going to tee off for the truth bomb to finally come out.
I don't know, because it's like the Colton jump. They made that last for weeks. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you see Colton season?
No, but I did see a white guy jumping over a fence on Twitter. So what was that about?
One of the girls sent herself home, but that was the girl he was going to pick in the end. Mm-hmm. And so he tries to go on with the show, but he just realized, like, no, she's the one I want. Even though she's the one who's like, we can just be friends. Like, I want to go home. And he's like, so distraught, jumps over the fence. They showed it from episode one. And that didn't happen to like third to last episode. They just showed it throughout the whole freaking season. That's why I don't trust it. Who knows when that part's actually coming?
Well, I feel like it has to come soon, because it has to, because I want it to.
Because it better.
I'm here for the drama, ladies and gentlemen. That's all I've ever been here for.
This is her first like real dedicated season. So I'm really excited to hear all of her reactions throughout the whole thing.
Yeah, it's already weird as fuck. So,
and I live for it. So keep up with us throughout the whole season. We also are live with our website at talktousnice.com. And we have some bachelorette polls under our bonus content section. So have some fun with those. And yeah, we'll talk about this more next week.
This week's Talk That Talk, we decided to dive into breakups and when it's time to walk away from a situation and just dealing with the aftermath. Have you had any shitty breakups?
Yes, but I don't know. I feel like sometimes different relationships mean, you know, a different amount of intensity. It doesn't matter how long they are or how short they are. I feel like my relationship that was shorter than the one I just got out of was way more intense and hurtful than this one that I was dealing on and off with for 3.5 years. But I think it's also because I was just ready to let the hell go. It was just time, and I wasn't in it anymore. And I was just ready. There was just too many things piled against him and us for me to feel like, should I give this another chance? This is going to suck. I mean, it still sucked, because there are certain things that you guys, you know, have that are just between the two of you and you want to text them about and all of that. But this one was much easier to let go of than the one that I had that was like, what, probably for like 6 months. And that one hurt so much more.
Yeah.
Once again, I did the dumping because I don't get dumped. You heard?
Exactly. I've never been dumped. I do it. Yeah, same. I went through a pretty bad breakup, but I also knew it needed to happen, because it should have happened years before it actually did. And when it finally came time to just put the nail in the coffin, I was like, you know what? Not looking back. And I didn't. I didn't pull no Cardi and say, I'm leaving him, and then was secretly still seeing him. Like, I fully cut that off. And I think that is the type of person I am. I said, I can't see these pictures anymore. Mm-hmm. I can't see. I want zero evidence that this ever happened.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the reason why I don't post my guy on social media. Like, I just don't, because it takes too much work to take them off afterwards. It's out of pure laziness. Because I'm just like, everyone's already seen it. And then when I take it off, everyone's going to know. And once again, when it comes to like relationship stuff, like my business does not get spread. I don't like it to. So if people go back to my page and they're like, oh, there's no picture of him. And then it's because I took it down. Then all of a sudden I'm getting texts. Oh, what happened? I'm just like, mind your fucking business. It's just unnecessary.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my favorite though. When you see a couple that's been together forever and then she starts posting on her own and then you go, oh, wait a second. Mm-hmm. You start doing the investigative work yourself.
Because I also know how I am. Because I'm just like, you literally put this in my face over and over again. You all of a sudden forgot how to post solo pictures. And I just got smacked in the face and bombarded with your couple pictures and your couple stories. And now all of a sudden I see nothing. I have the right to know now. It is my right. I feel like when you started posting all this stuff, you signed a verbal agreement stating that I have the right to know how it all ended.
Absolutely.
Because I didn't ask how you guys started, and yet you decided I needed to know that.
I hate, though, when a girl is, she'll do the in-between phase, and she'll start posting the inspirational, like, they start posting the inspirational, you can do this stuff. Have you ever seen that, or is that just...
Oh, like when they're about to break up?
Yeah.
And then, when they're about to get together.
No, when they're breaking up.
That sounds like, wait, what? Oh, yes. She believed she could, so she did. Yeah, and then all of a sudden you find out that her four-year relationship is done.
And it's like, did you guys really think you were going to be together forever since middle school?
Some people are. You pessimist.
Yeah. I can't just deal with one penis for the rest of my life from that young of age, you know?
You need to test the waters.
Yeah.
Test the products. That's how I feel about all of my... I can't only try this one vibrator, okay? I need multiple. Exactly. Give me products to test. And I shall.
Yeah.
And I shall.
And then you get real comfortable with them after a breakup. Let me tell you that. When you realize steady dick is no longer in the cards for you.
They're there for you when that garbage man is not.
Yeah.
They never let you down until they run out of batteries.
It's the worst.
Freaking devastating that is. Like, you're ready to go. You're all horned up. And it shuts off on you midway.
It's a different type of hurt.
It happened to me once, and I literally, my whole body just sank into my bed.
You went into the sunken place.
Because then it's done, it's over. It's like, no, I'm not doing this again. I'm not, like, I'm not going to go to the store, get batteries, and come right back to where I was. Like, no. It's just like, okay, the moment's gone. The moment's gone.
You have to get those.
You can't blame it. You have to blame yourself for not having extra batteries.
That's why you have to get those USB ones.
That's true. But they'll still die.
Yeah, but then it's like a quick, like, oh, let me just charge this for 15 minutes.
The moment's still gone. When I was watching that show, Emily in Paris, her vibrator was a plug-in? Was that from 1994? I'm very confused.
You know I haven't watched that garbage show.
It is a garbage show. But sometimes you need garbage to help you pass through the day. That's probably why I dated so many losers.
Yeah, no. Breakups suck, but they're always for the best, you know? Like, there's a reason why these things aren't working out, and you have to just start looking at the signs, like, maybe this isn't for me.
What are some of the things you do after a breakup?
Well, the first couple days, I like to just take a lot of Xanax and not deal with it, because I don't want to. That's what I did with my last one. My mom was looking at me like, ooh, is she going to be okay? But yeah, I went through a really traumatic experience with that. And I just needed to feel nothing for a couple of days. And then, yeah, I slowly but surely, every day, you feel like you're never going to be happy again. And then one day you look back and you say, why was I even that sad? Mm-hmm. Like, you don't even recognize who that person was anymore. So yeah, for me, it was just, I needed time to deal with it and then just kind of doing my own thing. I said, I need to really decompress and just deal and see my friends, maybe.
I, too, go to a destructive phase. I think with everyone except for the most recent one, like, yeah, that's what I did. I was just, time to go out, time to party, where are the shots, where are the drugs? And I kind of would just go wild for like the first week until I felt like I couldn't put another alcoholic beverage into my body. But then I feel like my natural thing to do is I write about it. And so, because there are people who don't want to talk about it. Like, I think I tell one person, which is going to be my best friend, and that's it. And then after that, it's like, I can't talk about it anymore. But there's still stuff that I have to express and let go. So that's like where writing comes in for me, or just really any like artistic expression. I need productivity because I need to get it out of my head. I remember one time after a breakup, I had to go to work the next day through brunch.
Yikes.
And when I was working, I was fine. And I went to the bathroom and I started washing my hands and I broke because I could just see myself in the mirror. And I just remembered what happened and I just broke down in the bathroom. And then I wiped my face and got back to making drinks. You know what I mean? I need productivity.
I love that. No, I need to be left the fuck alone. Like from mine, I had to work the next day and I said, I'll see work in about 4 days. And I called. And then my whole thing was that I told a few people who I know would break it to other people, like in a gentle way, so that nobody would bring it up to me.
That's actually very smart.
And yeah, when I came back to work, I was like, oh, well, here we go. Let me just put myself into work. And then I ran into
shove it all down.
I ran into my GM, like probably the first 10 minutes at work. And she starts messing with me. And she's like, where have you been? Partying? Drinking? She just saw like a sadness in my eyes. And she was like, are you okay? I said, no, I actually, I'm just going to get back to work. And she like said it like whispering. She goes, did you break up? I said, yeah. She goes, you know, I'm just going to leave you alone. And she left
me. Oh my God. And I know who this is. Yeah. I never heard this story. So
oh yeah.
Hearing it in that person's voice made you desperate. Already know.
Like messing with me. What do you, went on a drinking binge?
Which was also possible.
Which was also possible. So, you know, I couldn't knock her for even suggesting, throwing that out there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you know, I think that cheesy ass saying like time heals all wounds is pretty on point.
Yeah. I mean, I have friends who they go the completely different route and they start taking extra great care of their body, revenge body, if you would say. Like they stop drinking because they also know that they would reach out to that person if they were drinking. So they made sure that they weren't, which I also think is very, very smart.
Yeah.
Sorry, I live in Brooklyn. Sorry for the noise in the background, guys. I live in Brooklyn and something's going down because I hear an ambulance and yeah. I hear a fire truck. Back to what I was saying, my friend, I know she like works out every day. She completely doesn't drink anymore. I also just saw her because she did recently get out of a breakup maybe like 2 months ago. And she looks so freaking good. I wish that that's where my mind turned.
Yeah.
I wish that's what, like, don't drink. Just focus on your health. She looks amazing. I mean, she's always looked great.
Yeah, no, I turn into a full like Elle Woods eating chocolates.
Yeah, I turn into a frat boy.
I'm like, can't watch anything about love on TV.
I turn into a frat boy. I'm just like, where's the beer? I'm ordering a burger for lunch. I'm having tacos for dinner. Like, what's up?
I'm in my stretchy loungewear.
Yeah. Or just huge ass sweatpants that are probably my ex's and I shouldn't have on it. What else do you do?
Seeing friends helped. I saw my roommate a couple days after the event happened and she was like, hey, just come out. Just come out for like an hour. God, no. But yeah, you just have to kind of start living life again because life is still happening. You can't just sit in your feelings and try to figure out what went wrong and try to fix it because some things just aren't meant to be.
Do you block them on everything?
Oh, yes. I have to. Like, for me personally, to build this beautiful goddess back up again, I need to be left the hell alone. Mm-hmm. Don't look for me. don't talk to me. Everything is gone.
Have you ever cut your hair?
Fuck no.
I have a friend who did that. No. She cut off all her hair, like pixie cut, but it looked damn good on her. Her jawline's like, it could crack ice. She looked great with that pixie cut.
I'm sure.
I was like, this is the best thing that's ever come out of this.
My face is so round, it hurts. So that was just never, I just always knew that was never going to be in the cards for me.
Are you the type to automatically just, you know, the phrase, the best way to get over somebody is get under somebody else? Do you automatically go to the dating sites, try to find someone to like hook up, the bar and hook up?
Did it. And it's because I, for me, recognized that I wasn't like Kelsey anymore. Mm-hmm. I had to get back to Kelsey. Mm-hmm. So I didn't want to deal with any guys and anything like that. But then when I did get on dating sites, I was like, oh my God, is this what I'm dealing with? Are you overly competitive about everything? That's crazy. I've never
heard of that in any man before.
Like, you're so original. Oh my God. But no, yeah. Once I started feeling like myself again, I was out in the bars doing my thing. Mm-hmm. After you fully have processed that.
Oh, I'm fucking. Is that what you mean? Yeah, it's happening. Yeah, 100%. This is going to sound bad. I do have a list of guys that, you know, after a breakup, I do tend to, hey. People, what's up, big head? Aren't necessarily exes, but they were people that, you know, we had a mutual agreement.
Yeah.
You know, when we're both free. So yeah, after back to being my fine ass self.
After you're back in your bullshit.
Yeah. I'm just like, look, my number isn't even going up. This is perfect. I know your body. You know my body. I don't have to teach you anything. So that's usually the first round out where I go before I attempt to go back into dating and seeing anybody in the outside world kind of thing.
Yeah. I was supposed to have a hot girl summer.
Yeah.
And get that roster up. But, you know, COVID said no.
COVID said, I'm doing this for you. So that's a wrap on this episode of Talk to Us Nice. We got that last Talk to Us talk from an email. We hope to get some more from you guys. We're always there checking it. So it's talktousnice@gmail.com. We are Talk to Us Nice podcast on Facebook and Talk to Us Nice on Instagram. So hit us up, DM us, slide right in there. We're used to it. And we'd love to hear from you. Also, please don't forget to rate, subscribe, and review.
5-star only, guys. Come on.
Because we are 5-star bitches.
Because obviously.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
See ya.